Hello, this is a demo of how to use the chisel sequencer in trigger mode. So I have a track, and it's just got a synthesizer on it at the moment. That's what it sounds like. I'm going to add the chisel sequencer onto it.
FX, track 3 synth, list 1 list, VSI, rear synth, cut of 1.
So I pressed F, and I'm going to press A for add.
FX to track 3 synth, combo box collapse, edit.
And I'm going to type SEQ.
Selection remove.
Sequencer and make sure that all plugins are
list one list. Three new all plugins expanded one of five.
All plugins are there. I did shift tab a couple of times. Tab again.
List one list. Combo box collapse. Edit list one list. Yes. Chesel MIDI sequencer 2 of 9.
There you go. There's my chesel sequencer. So hit enter on that.
FX track 3 synth. List one list. Yes. Chesel MIDI sequencer.
So let's go through my FX chain.
VST old VSI rear synth cut of 1 of 3 active.
So I've got rear synth on there.
VST old school room box end out 2 of 3.
Got a bit of reverb.
Yes, check MIDI sequencer 3 on 3 active.
And then last in my chain is my MIDI sequencer. So I need to move that to the top. So I've got it selected and I'm going to press on Windows, Control Alt Shift, page up.
Yes, check MIDI sequencer 2 on 3 active.
And again.
Yes, check MIDI sequencer 1 on 3 active.
And now my effects VSI, chain,
re-synth.
My effects
active.
Chain reads.
Yes, check MIDI sequencer 1 on 3 active.
Sequencer at the top.
VSI, re-synth, cut-off 2 on 3
re-synth.
Active. VST, old school room, box end-out 3 on 3 active.
So press escape to get out of the effects chain.
Check trigger 3 armed synth.
So my synth is armed and ready to go, but I want to make sure I load up a sequence file. So I'm going to hit P.
Context menu.
And
one check MIDI sequencer 1.
There you go. Chesel sequencer is the first item.
FX parameters dialog 16 step demo parameter combo box sequence file 0 collapse.
Okay, I'm on the first parameter.
Change the sequence file 0.
Which is the sequence file. So let's hit tab.
Value size 16 step demo.
Okay, so there's a. The file selected at the moment is my 16 step, so I'm going to go up.
16 step sequence, 2 step sequence, 4 step sequence, 8 step sequence, concerts tune.
There, as a concerts tune, that's the one I want to use.
Parameter, combo box.
And I also want to make sure I'm in trigger mode.
Change display mode to value, cyber sequencer. Trigger.
There you go, trigger mode. That's all I need, so I can hit enter.
Check trigger mode demo modified Reaper V6.7.
Now, if I press the C, middle C on my keyboard, I get a note, and I'm doing it again. So I press short note, long notes. That's how long it plays for. And that's the end of that tune, so it's going to do it again. And that's basically how you can use it, and I was pressing middle C all the time there, but I could press a different key. Made a mistake there. Just pressing different keys, mostly C's on that, but I could just go to G. And play different root notes. But the rhythm is exactly up to me. Now at the moment, the velocity, how loud each note plays, is purely defined by the sequence file, and we'll take a look at that in a minute. I'd be interested to know if anyone would like a parameter where the velocity is actually toggled, either set by the sequence file or defined by how hard you actually play the note. So now let's just try one other feature, is to go and look at the sequence file itself and see if we can tie a note. So if I shift tab, Alt tab, I mean.
Concerts tune.txt.
I've got my concerts tune text file open in Notepad.
Slash each line is a step inverse 092.
So here's the first line. It's a
092.
Played with a velocity of 92, a pitch offset of 0.
352.
And there's the third step. Right, so I want to make that second note a tie.
794.
So I'm going to take that 94 on the third line.
Carriage return 4. 9.
And make it minus 1. and save it.
New control plus concept tune dot txt notepad.
Go back to Reaper.
Chess set trigger mode demo modified.
I know what it's called.
Three arms in.
Go back to my parameters.
Context menu.
With P.
One chess set midi sequencer one.
And go into the
effects parameters dialog concept tune parameter.
So
change this to reload sequence one.
Now I've gone to the second parameter, and because I've been outside of the synth and I've changed the file, I need to reload it. So I just tab.
Value. Side no action.
No action, but if I just press up arrow.
Sequence reloaded.
It says sequence reloaded. So I can now press escape.
Chess set trigger mode demo modified.
And now if I press it. It's missed out that third note. If instead of missing out that note, I wanted it to be a rest, I can set the volume to zero. So let's go and do that in my text file.
Concept tune.txt, 7, minus 1.
So change that minus 1.
Carriage writer 1, dash.
To 0. And do file save.
New control plus concept tune.txt note.
File save and go back to Reaper.
Chess set trigger mode.
Remembered what it's called this time.
3 arms in.
And go and reload the file because I've changed it.
Context menu. 1 chess set midi sequence. Effects parameters dialog. Change this to reload sequence 1.
So go to the second parameter.
Value. Side under action. Sequence reloaded.
Yeah, sequence reloaded. Right.
Chess set trigger mode then 3 arms in.
So now I'm going to press it. 1, 2. And there was no sound. And now it carries on. And that's how you can get it to play a note with silence. That's all there is to it, really. I think that's a good demo. That's a wrap, I think, is what they call it.